我们大家一起打开路加福音第十一章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章第五到第八节。
Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 8. Okay, I shall read it. And he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside will answer, Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up to give you anything. But I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去，说朋友，请借给我3个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞必切地自求，我必起来照他所需用的给他。在这个新的一年里面，
In this new year,
我们开始我们就碰到主耶稣讲到关于祷告的这个事情。
And we have this topic about Jesus talking about prayer.
那么我们在去年的这个全教会的六号驿站当中，我们也是学习关于祷告的事。
Last year during the June camp, we also learned about prayer.
那我们也更加希望今年我们在祷告的这个事情上，我们有更多的这个操练，有更多的这个体会。
And we hope that this year on the issue of prayer, we can have a better discipline and also more understanding.
那你有发现到说，我没有说我们来学更多祷告。
You realize that the Reverend has not said we will learn more about prayer.
祷告如果只是停在学，那么就永远也学不完。
Because prayer, if you just stop at learning, you will never end with learning.
祷告是去做的事情。
Prayer is something that you have to act on.
就好像圣灵的事情。
Just like the issue of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的事情是去信靠的。
The Holy Spirit is someone that we have to believe in.
而不是去了解的。
And not trying to understand.
而不是去来研究的。
Nor to study.
也不是来经验的。
And not to experience.
是去信靠。
But someone to trust in.
保罗说，你们要被圣灵引导。
And so Paul says, be guided by the Holy Spirit.
是一个你要去信赖的。
It is something that you have to lean on and to trust in.
那么讲到祷告的这个事情。
And so on the issue of prayer.
就好像讲到讲话的事情。
It's like a conversation.
我们每一个人会讲话。
Many of us can talk.
你记得你是怎么样学讲话的吗？
Do you recall how you actually learn how to speak?
我相信你不是去外面什么这个语文中心学的，对吗？
I'm sure you didn't attend some kind of course at the linguistic center.
大多数的时候是从小，比较多的时候是妈妈啊。
Most of the time is through your mom.
是妈妈使到你会讲话的。
It's your mom who enabled you to talk.
妈妈说，妈妈，妈妈。
And so mother will say, this is mom, mom.
嘘嘘嘘嘘。
That is whatever, pee pee or whatever, yeah.
那你就这样子会讲话了。
And that's when you learn to talk.
我这里有一个建议，这些年轻的这个爸爸妈妈们。
So may I make a suggestion to young parents here?
你试试看。
Try this.
不要用 mom mom 跟嘘嘘。
Don't teach your kids 嘘嘘 and mom mom.
直接跟他讲要尿尿吗
？They say, Do you want to pee?
那么要吃吗
？Do you want to eat?
你以为 mom mom 比较浅，吃比较深，他听不懂。
Probably think that oh, my mom is easier and to eat is something difficult to understand.
不一定的。
Not necessarily so.
语言讲话就是这样子，跟着成长过程就会了。
A language or the way we speak is something that we grow in.
祷告的事情本来也应该是这样。
And so it is likewise in prayer.
但是你发现到说， 今天我们看的这个经文好像事情不是这样。
And yet you see that when you read the passage here, it doesn't seem like that.
耶稣教门徒说，你们祷告呢，要有一种的这个态度。
Jesus taught his disciples and said, when you pray, you ought to have certain attitude.
在这个第八节里面，这一句话有两种可能的翻译。
Verse 8, there could be two interpretations.
我们这边翻译成情辞迫切。
Here we say because of the man's boldness or his persistence.
啊，另外一个翻译就是说，很厚脸皮的，不怕这个羞耻的呢，就一直呢的这个做下去。
And so another interpretation is, yeah, persistence, you know, very thick skin, and then persistently ask for it.
那么到底哪一种是哪一种？
So which is the right way to understand it?
比较可能是说，就是说你不要感觉到羞耻，不要感觉到说，这样子求人呢是很丢脸的。
Is it trying to say that you should ask, you know, without shame?
那为什么耶稣要讲这样的一个情况呢？
Why did Jesus bring up these circumstances?
为什么耶稣告诉门徒说，你们求的时候、祷告的时候，不要觉得不好意思，不要觉得好像说这样求呢是很没面子。
Why did Jesus say when you pray, don't feel embarrassed?
也许这边有一些的这个问题在里面。
Perhaps there are some problems or issues facing here.
但是这样的话，是不是说耶稣在讲说你要怎么样去祷告
？Is it then Jesus trying to teach them?How to pray?
祷告的事情的问题是不是怎么样做的事
？Is the problem of prayer about how to do a certain thing?
是不是说你知道怎么样做的事情就解决了
？Does it mean that if you know how to do it, then the issue is solved?
但是当你继续读下去的时候
，But if you to read on,
虽然今天早上我被分配的经文是这几节
，Although I am assigned these few verses,
但是这几节经文它是跟整段经文是分不开的。
But the verses are linked to the whole passage.
你看到完的时候，耶稣突然间把这个结论呢说：“天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗
？”You read at the end of this section, verse 13, Jesus says, "How much more your Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?"
哎，这个结论好像说这个东西，这赐圣灵才是最好的。
And you realize that the conclusion seems to be that the giving of the Holy Spirit is the best gift.
前面他举例子的时候却又说呢，好像是你们求的时候只要你们不要这个担心这样求是不对不恰当、啊、
Earlier it seems to say that you know, that's the manner you should pray in this way do not be embarrassed and so on
那么第十节还说凡祈求的就得着寻找、就寻见叩门的就给他开门
And verse 10 it even says anyone who asks will receive and he who seeks will find and he who knocks the door will be open
第九节也是这样说你们祈求就给你们
And likewise verse 9 ask and then it will be given to you
这里好像给我们一个感觉就是说就是祈求祈求就是说就是没有指定是什么东西。
We seem to get an impression that to ask means that nothing is defined.
但是为什么最后他结束的时候却又特别说最重父上帝给会给最好的就是圣灵
？But why in the conclusion it says that the Father will give the best gift and the best gift is the Holy Spirit?
耶稣常常讲话，也真的有时候使到我们非常为难。
Sometimes difficult to understand Jesus.
其实耶稣讲话很多时候。都不很清楚的。
Sometimes he also is not very clear.
不是单单我们牧师讲道不清楚。
Not just the pastor.
尤其是我啊。难道你不以为吗？你再仔细看一下。
If you were to read, yeah, don't you scratch your head also?
前面他好像在教说你要怎么去做。
Earlier he seems to talk about how to do it.
然后你如果是这样做，大概什么你都可以求。
If you were to do this, you can ask anything.
但是到最后结束了，他是说。父要给的是最好的，是赐圣灵。
And yet the conclusion is the Father will give you the best, and the best is the Holy Spirit.
那你说我们要不要求其他东西呢
？So you ask, then should we ask for any other thing?
到底耶稣在讲什么
？What is Jesus trying to say?
耶稣是不是说怎么求是不重要的
？Is he trying to say the manner of asking is not important?
最重要的是最后是指要得圣灵这件事情。
Is he trying to say the most important is finally to?Get the Holy Spirit.
是不是这样子的
？Is that so?
那么这个事情开始的时候是这样的。你看到十一章开始的时候
，Please look at the beginning from chapter 11.
是耶稣在一个地方祷告。
says here Jesus was praying in a certain place.
然后他门徒看到的就说：“主，你教我们祷告。”
And his disciples saw him and they said, "Hey, Lord, please teach us how to pray."
然后耶稣就说：“你们祷告的时候，你们要这样。”
And Jesus said, "When you pray, do this."
他不是讲方法，他这次呢是先给一个内容，所以就是我们所说的主导文。
He wasn't talking about a method, but he was talking about the content, and the content is listed in the Lord's Prayer.
那讲完了呢，他就讲刚才我们读的那段圣经。
And after the content, then he talks about the passage that we read.
那刚才我们读的这一段好像是在讲方法。
And so that passage that we read, verse 5, it seems to talk about the method.
然后到最后，他又忽然间结论了，说最重要是圣灵。
And then later on, the conclusion he says the most important is the Holy Spirit.
好像是说，是不是最后什么都不要求，就是这件事情，那么还有这件事情得着是最主要的。
And seems to say that this is the most important thing.
是这样子吧
？Is that so?
那么我们再回到前面去。
When we come to the earlier passage,
为什么耶稣的门徒不会祷告
？Why did Jesus' disciples not know how to pray?
我们看一下《路加福音》第五章有一段很有趣的话。
Please look at Luke chapter 5. There's something very interesting there.
是法利赛人批评耶稣的门徒的。
When the Pharisees criticize Jesus' disciples.
33节。
Verse 33.
他们说，约翰的门徒屡次禁食祈祷，法利赛人的门徒也是这样。唯独你的门徒又吃又喝。
They say, "Hey, John's disciples, they fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees. But your disciples, they go on eating and drinking."
就是每天就是 happy hours.
Your disciples are always happy hour.
没有这个禁食祷告。
They didn't fast, they didn't pray.
我们有这个 countdown, 不过是 happy hour.
We also have a countdown.
人家是 overnight prayer. 唯有洗莲堂，是这个吃喝玩乐啊。
So others have calmed down. I don't know. Jubilee has a merry making. I'm not too sure. Yeah.
是这样。
So?
这里看到说，为什么会是这样子
？Why?
那么为什么耶稣的门徒不会祷告
？Why did Jesus' disciples not know how to pray?
那如果我们稍微对犹太人有一点认识的话
，If you were to know the Jewish people a little bit more，
我自己的观点
，Pastor's own viewpoint，
在耶稣那个时代。
During Jesus' time,
我不以为犹太人不会祷告的。
The Jewish people know how to pray.
犹太人是不可能不会祷告的。
It's unthinkable that they do not know how to pray.
尤其是当他们的国家在主耶稣诞生前的500多年前灭亡之后。
Especially about 500 years before Jesus' coming, that's when the demise of the Israel nation.
就在那一个之后，从此这个民族呢，成为一个呢祷告的民族。
And after the destruction of Israel, then the people of Israel became a people of prayer.
他们整个他们的信仰的这个整个发展跟整个特色就是祷告。
The development of their faith was prayer.
不可能，耶稣的门徒不会祷告。
So it's unthinkable that Jesus' disciples do not know how to pray.
我的猜想是这样。
Pastor's speculation is this.
就像跟我们一样。
It's just like us today.
可能我们不是不会祷告
，It's not that we do not know how to pray，
而是呢，我们发现到说有很多种的祷告方式。
But rather that we discover there are many types of prayer。
然后可能我们觉得，到底要用哪一种
？And so we started thinking, what method should we use? What type of prayer should we use?
从我信主到现在
，Since I became a believer，
最早的时候我了解到了祷告是要天未亮的时候起来祷告的。
The earliest I knew was that to pray is to pray before the sun rises.
那么后来说，祷告最好你找多多人在不同的时间，然后呢，连起来祷告。
Then later I heard that prayer should be you get a lot of people together and we pray in a chain.
那么有人说祷告呢要去山上的。
Then some people say you must go to the mountain to pray.
可能是尤其是韩国的山上。
Especially go to the mountain in Korea.
那么有人说祷告呢是最好一群人去找一些地方绕着那个地方一边走一边祷告的。
Then yet some people tell me you have to find a group of people and then march around certain area and pray as you march.
那又有人说祷告呢最好是晚上然后一直祷告到天亮的。
Some say to pray must pray in the night and throughout the whole night to the morning.
还有更多。
More and more.
如果你再回到教会的历史里面
，If you were to go back to the history of the church，
已经在过去两千年教会当中许许多多的祷告的那一种的体会跟那种不同的模式。
In the 2000 years of church history, there are many models, there are many experiences of prayer.
比方说有一种说在旷野里面，然后你就是一直念着两句话，每一天祷用那两句话祷告三千到四千次。
Perhaps like there's some type that you have to go to pray in the wilderness and you have to chant two phrases again and again a few thousand times.
那还有很多种这个各样各型的这个祷告。
And so many, many types and methods of praying.
也许耶稣的门徒也一样面对这样的问题。
Perhaps Jesus' disciples face the same problems too.
我们有理由相信是这样。
We have a reason to believe this is so.
你回到旧约圣经，你去看尼西米、以斯拉、但以理、历代志上下。
If you were to go back to the Old Testament and you read the book of Ezra, Nehemiah and Chronicles,
里面有无数无数的那种祷告。
Many types of prayer in the Old Testament.
而那个祷告开始成为一种呢一种模式。
And those prayer gradually become a type of model.
那么有一些研究说，在两月中间的这个时候，有一种祷告犹太人非常看重的。
And the studies have shown during the inter-testament period, there's a certain type of prayer that the Jewish people are pay attention to.
就是一种叫做忏悔的祷告。
It's called the repentance or confession prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. 那么大家知道说，在旧约里面有一个很坏的皇帝叫做玛拿西。
And you know that there's a very bad king in the Old Testament called Manasseh.
他几乎呢，真的是上帝呢，真的是找不到 一点好处在他的身上。
He was a very, very evil king. There's no goodness in him at all.
在这个列王记的时候是这样的。
At least it was in Kings, in the book of Kings.
但是在历代志里面。
But you realize that in the book of Chronicles.
却说他曾经跟上帝呢，这个悔改过。
It says that this evil king at one time repented to the Lord.
然后上帝赦免他。
And God forgave him.
然后他这一篇祷告是什么呢？
And what was that prayer that he did?
在我们的圣经里面找不到。
We couldn't find that prayer in our Bible.
在犹太人的他们的著作里面。
But in the famous works of the Jewish people, you can find.
他那篇祷告就是他们的诗篇151篇。
That will be recorded under their Psalms
151. 我们只有150篇。
We only have 150.
那么这一篇呢，成为一个非常代表性的，就是说。甚至认为说，只要像玛拿西这样祷告，你就是在罪恶多大，上帝都会赦免你。
And so that became a model for them that if even if you are very evil, if you were to pray like Manasseh, then God will forgive you.
所以很可能像说这样的内容。
So probably the content of the prayer.
然后他们也有另外一种内容，说你要为这18件事情祷告。
And then there's another kind of prayer where you have to pray for 18 things.
这样的话呢，应该。这样的祷告上帝会听。
And when you pray like that, then God will hear you.
所以我想耶稣的门徒大概像我们一样面对这样的一个情况。
So I think Jesus' disciples face the same kind of situation as us today.
讲祷告的方法。
You're talking about the method of prayer.
或者祷告的方式。
Or the way to pray.
他们发现到说他们当中犹太人已经有很多种，也是有讲说很多种。
They find that in their tradition there's so many types.
那讲祷告的内容要向上帝讲什么
？And even the content of prayer, what can we say to God?
可能这个说这样的重要，这个的这样说，这个一定需要。
And so A says this and B says that is important. Yeah.
我比较以为他们因为有太多的选择。
And so that is my understanding that they have too many choices.
然后问耶稣说应该怎么样祷告
？Then they ask the Lord.How then shall we pray?
而问这个背后可能有一个动机。
And the motive behind asking this question.
就是说用哪一个比较对，跟用哪一种呢，可能祷告最有效。
Was to ask which method is more correct, which one is more effective.
很可能门徒他是放在怎么做，然后最能够达到目标。
And they wanted to ask how to do it in order to achieve.
今天我们都非常习惯这样的想东西的方式。
And likewise, today we think very similar.
因为今天如果你在外面工作，你在外面生活，你不这样想东西，你大概是一个没有成就的人。
Because if you were to work in the world today, you have to think like that. You have to be very objective based. Yeah.
不然你一定是工作上没有表现，工作上没有成果。
If you don't think like that, then you may not so called do well, or you may be someone who has not done well in your work.
所以这样的一种想东西，怎么做跟做到呢？会有成果。
And so that kind of thinking, the mentality is how do I do it in order to gain the goal?
已经成为是我们生活里面几乎全部的一个方式。
It became a way of thinking amongst us today.
我想可能门徒也是一样在这样的一个情况里面。
Perhaps the disciples are in this situation too.
那么你说主耶稣是不是说，所以他是不是说这个不对呢
？Is Jesus saying, "Well, this is wrong"?
不是。
Not so.
主耶稣也有讲到方法。
Jesus also talked about methodology.
耶稣呢，先也讲到内容。
He also talks about content.
那么，是不是他就解决了他的问题呢
？So has he solved the issue for the disciples?
但是为什么他又说最后父呢？最重要是赐圣灵。
Then why in the end he says actually the most important is the Father giving you the Holy Spirit.
他到底有没有解决门徒的问题
？Has he solved the disciples' problem?
到底他要帮助他们，他是帮助他们什么
？What is he trying to help them?
所以今天我们会不会是又回到一个这样的一个问题？是哪一个才是最对？哪一个才是最有效
？So today we fall into the same problem. What is the most effective way? What is the correct way?
这样如果是的话，为什么耶稣最后的结论是说，得圣灵、赐圣灵是最重要的
？If that was so, then Jesus' answer is getting the Holy Spirit is the most important.
那么让我们再回到耶稣的身上。
And to understand him, we have to come back to Jesus himself.
因为他在教这样的事情。
Because he's the one teaching this.
他在讲这样的事情。
He's the one who speaks this.
我们就来看说，祷告跟耶稣是怎么一回事。
So how is prayer lived out in Jesus' life?
耶稣跟祷告这样的一件事情上是怎么样一种情况
？How is it like in Jesus a prayer life in Jesus?
你发现到说，在所有的福音书里面
，You realize it in the all the Gospels.
或者说在新约的著作里面
or in the New Testament books
路加的著作里面讲最多祷告的
Luke is the one that talks a lot about prayer
而且也是他记录最多耶稣祷告的事情
and also the one that has the most records of Jesus praying
我们来把它看过去
and we need to read through all this
你看过去的时候让这些事情呢给你一种印象
as you read through may itform an impression in your mind.
我不需要做太多的这个解释。
I do not need to explain too much.
你可以直接的去感受到。
Just feel it, sense it.
在这个耶稣祷告的这个事情最早的时候出现在他受洗的时候。
The earliest record of Jesus praying is when he was baptized.
在这个第三章。
Chapter 3.
二十一节这样说：正祷告的时候，天就开了，圣灵降在他身上。
Chapter 3:21, he says, as he was praying, the heavens was open.
但是他没有说他祷告什么。
But didn't tell us what was he praying.
只是说他祷告。
Just say as he was praying.
然后来到第六章。
And chapter 6.
十二节。
Verse 12.
那里说，耶稣上山祷告，而且是整夜的祷告。
Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent a whole night praying to God.
过后呢，产生什么事情呢
？And what happened after that?
他选十二个门徒。
He chose 12 disciples.
我常常用这个做这个例子。
I like to use this as an example.
我们知道说，在这个科学里的这个理论里面
，You know that in the scientific kind of way of thinking, theory,
只要你找到一个 case, 找到一个个案，它不符合那个。理论这个理论就不能成立。
If one case does not fit into the hypothesis, then that theory doesn't stand.
就是说，祷告呢，使到我们一定会成功；祷告使到我们做的事情一定呢，有最好的效果。
For example, the theory that prayer will make us successful and prayer will get the best result for us.
如果是这样，你应用在耶稣这个个案
，If we were to use this in Jesus' case,
他选十二个门徒
，He chose 12 disciples.
一个卖他
，one betray him，
一个不认他
，one deny him，
一个脾气很坏
，one had a very bad temper，
还有他们常常呢都是很多这个问题的
，oh they have a lot of issues among themselves。
那么耶稣被钉的时候， 一个都跑到光。
And when Jesus was crucified, they all ran away.
你说这整夜祷告选出这样十二个人出来。
So you see, Jesus spent the whole night praying and chose these 12 people.
很有效吗？
Was it effective?
但是耶稣是整夜祷告。
But you say, wow, Jesus spent the whole night praying.
选出十二个这样的门徒。
And yet he chose 12 this kind of people.
那么来到这个第九章。
Chapter 9.
他带着这个几个门徒，三个上山去。
He took three disciples and went up to the mountain.
然后去祷告。
And pray.
在这个九章二十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 28.
那也就在那个山上呢，他们惊艳到很特别的事情，突然间看到耶稣很荣耀的一面，耶稣变相。
And it was at that time when they prayed that they saw something very magnificent, the transfiguration of Jesus.
那么接下来在第十章。
Chapter 10.
那这个你如果说，我们很少知道耶稣的这个内心世界的。
We seldom can understand how Jesus think inside here.
啊，这一里呢，我们多少呢能够看到一点。
Here we can tell you a little bit.
第十章二十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 21.
我说耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐，然后就说。
It says Jesus was full of joy through the Holy Spirit, and he said this.
他说父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
He said, Father, Lord of heaven, earth, I praise you.
那二十二节他说一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父没有人知道子是谁，除了子和子所愿意的没有人知道父是谁。
And he says, all things have been committed to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses reveal him.
然后我们来到这个主耶稣的这个人生最后的那一个阶段。
And then at the end of Jesus' life,
我们来到第二十二章。
Chapter 22.
他要被捕之前，我们都知道耶稣在科西马尼园里祷告。
Just before he was taken, he was praying in Gethsemane.
那么在二十二章四十二节，他说：“父啊，你若愿意，把这杯洒去，啊，但是不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
Chapter what? 22.
22.
Verse.
42.
And it says here, Oh Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me, but not my will, but yours be done.
然后在这个二十三章
，Chapter 23.
当那些兵丁们虐待他、取笑他、鞭打他之后
，As the soldiers were mocking him, whipping him, and humiliating him.
二十三章三十四节，耶稣向父祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
And he said to the Father, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
而最后，在这个四十六节
，And finally in verse 46,
就是耶稣死在十字架上之前，他这样祷告说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。”
At the moment before he passed on, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
你把这些全部这个放在一起。
If you read all this together,
你看到耶稣是一个常常祷告。
The first thing you notice, Jesus is someone who always pray.
那么他也很常上山祷告。
He also likes to go up the mountain and pray.
但是他不是只有在山上，他在山底下也祷告。
But he prays not only at the mountain but anywhere.
所以不需要以地方来这个弄说哪一个地方才是最适合的祷告，才是最必要去的祷告方式。我想耶稣没有固定在一个。
Jesus did not fix himself to a certain location, and the location is not important.
那么他常常祷告。
But he prays frequently.
他没有停止祷告。
He prays constantly.
除了刚才几个祷告有告诉我们他的祷告的内容。
Apart from a few prayers that tells us the content of his prayer.
很多时候路加没有告诉我们耶稣祷告什么。
Many times Luke does not tell us what he prayed about.
我在想，如果这些祷告都有写出来的话
，I think if all these prayer contents were to be written out，
这样对我们不是帮助很大吗
？Wouldn't that be helpful to all of us？
这个是耶稣的祷告，我们这样祷告一定有效的。
He said, "Well, this is how Jesus prayed. If you were to follow that pattern, it would be very effective."
因为我们都希望我们祷告是最有效的。
Because we desire our prayer to be effective.
但是为什么路加不提供这些给我们呢
？But yet Luke does not provide this for us.
但是你记得。
Please remember this.
耶稣是常常祷告的。
Jesus prays all the time.
甚至整夜祷告的。
Even overnight.
然后他说。
And then he says.
寻求的一定寻见。
Ask and you will find.
祈求的一定得着。
Seek and it will be given to you.
叩门的一定开门。
Knock and it shall be opened to you.
耶稣经验到这件事情。
Jesus himself experienced this.
父赦免人了吗？
Has the Father forgiven the people?
Yes.
Certainly.
上帝赦免那一些兵丁。
God has forgiven the soldiers who mocked him.
因为那些兵丁没有因为虐待耶稣，一个个呢，不久之后都死了。
Because none of the soldiers were stricken to death.
如果你回到旧约的话
，If we were to go back to the Old Testament,
上帝很可能会这样报应的。
It's very likely that Jesus would just, God would just do that to them, punish them by death.
上帝听耶稣的祈求，父啊，赦免他们。
The Father listened to the Son's prayer and said, "Forgive them."
甚至赦免了以后我们这些人。
And forgive even those who come after them.
上帝有父，上帝有没有听耶稣的祷告说，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里？
Did the Father God listen to Jesus and when he said, "I commit my spirit to you"?
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们看《使徒行传》这个第二章。
Go with me to Acts chapter 2.
这个彼得的这个讲道里面呢，有说到这样的一件事情。
The preaching of Peter mentions this.
在第二章32节。
Chapter 2, verse 32.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了。
This Jesus, God has raised him to life.
那么在这个之前呢，彼得呢用诗篇说，上帝没有叫他的灵魂呢撇在阴间。
And earlier on, in the using the book of Psalms, Peter says, "God has not let His spirit be in."
撇在阴间，就诗篇的时候。
Yeah, has not let His spirit be in the heavens below.
当耶稣说，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
And when Jesus says, "I commit my spirit unto you."
你回到这个诗篇的时候。
If we were to go back to the book of Psalms.
这里意思就是说，你在使我活过来。
What it means in the Old Testament psalmist is that you enable me to come back to life again.
你真的是保守我的生命。
You restore my life.
这个指向父这样子求。
And so when the son prays to the father in this manner,
而父真的呢叫耶稣三天从死里复活。
And the father indeed caused Jesus to come back to life 3 days later.
那么父有没有把圣灵给子呢？
So has the Father also committed the Spirit to the Son?
在路加福音24章
The book of Luke chapter 24
49节
Verse 49
耶稣讲一句很吓死人的话。
Jesus said something that is very scary.
没有一个犹太人敢这样讲话的。
It's very scary because no Jew would speak in this way.
他说我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。
I am going to send to you what my father has promised.
就是圣灵。
He's saying that I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you.
但是讲话的是耶稣。
But the one who spoke was Jesus.
而耶稣呢，对他们来说是一个犹太人。
And to them, Jesus is a human, a Jew.
整个旧约没有一个犹太人敢讲这样的话。
In the whole Old Testament, no Jewish human being can say, would dare to say this.
因为他们知道赐圣灵只有上帝可以做的事情。
Because to them, only God is the one who gives the Holy, or sends the Holy Spirit.
但是彼得证明这个事情发生了。
And yet Peter authenticates that this thing has happened.
也就是刚才那一节经文，《使徒行传》第二章33节。
And exactly in Acts chapter 2 verse 33.
就是他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
He said he was exalted to the right hand of God, and he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and now has poured out onto you, and now you can see and hear.
耶稣作为一个子，
and so Jesus as the Son,
上父真的完全听子的祷告，
and the Father has fully answered or heard his prayer.
而耶稣作为子，
as a Son.
他真的是只有子完全知道父。
And truly only the Son knows everything about the Father.
就是第十章那一段，然后也父完全呢愿意向子表露。
And only the Father is willing to reveal himself fully to the Son.
所以耶稣在第十一章讲的那一个关于祷告的事。
And so when Jesus talks about prayer in chapter 11,
路加给我们看见。
Luke shows us this.
不是耶稣在做的一些教导。
It's not about some teaching about prayer.
怎么样去祷告
？How to pray?
有效的祷告。
What's the effective way of praying?
而是就是主耶稣一生作为子，在祷告的这个事情上，也是他做的，也是他经验到的。
It is something that Jesus, as a son of God, something that he has experienced and something that he has accomplished and done.
我们也可以从路加福音从头翻到尾。
If you were to read the book of Luke from the beginning to the end,
你注意一件事情。
You will notice one thing.
耶稣作为子什么这样一件事情。
The issue of, about being the son, Jesus being the son.
他很早呢，他就很清楚他是子。
From an early on, he knew that he was being the son.
还记得他在少年的时候。
When he was a youth.
他有一天去了圣殿之后，那么没有跟着父亲母亲走。
One time when he was in the synagogue, he did not leave with his mother.
他还在那边跟他们讲话辩论。
He was arguing and talking with the leaders.
结果玛利亚回来找到他。
And Mary came back to seek for him.
然后他回答说：“难道我不应该以我父的事情为念吗
？”He said, "Should I not be concerned about the things of my father?"
The business of my father is my main concern. 然后受试探的时候。
And when he was tempted.
三次撒旦说你如果是上帝的儿子
Three times Satan would ask him if you were the son of God
你就这样你就这样
If you were the son of God do this and do that
然后耶稣就说我就是上帝的儿子所以我只有这样只有这样
And Jesus said I am the son of God and therefore I only do this this and that
你照着这个一直看下去
If you were to read on this
登山变相的时候
The transfiguration on the mountain
把摩西、以利亚遮住。
If you take away Moses and Elijah,
然后耶稣很荣耀。
And Jesus was glorified.
然后有声音说：“这是我的爱子。”
Jesus was glorified, and there was a voice that said, "This is my beloved son."
所以我们也这样去聊、去想。
And so we need to think like this.
耶稣一生人就是以一个这样一个子、这样的一个身份、这样一个了解、这样的一个生命。
The whole life of Jesus is that's how he understands his identity as the Son of God and how he lived out this identity.
他每天向着父祷告。
Every day he prays to the Father.
然后他告诉我们说。
And then he tells us today.
我们也是这样子在祷告的。
This is how we pray, likewise.
那你说。
And so you ask.
这是什么
？What is this?
他不是说方法不重要。
He's not saying that the method is not important.
他还说，你们要厚脸皮的求。
He still say, yeah, you have to pray unashamedly.
十八章他有说要不断的求。
And keep praying persistently in chapter 18.
然后他也有说，祷告可以这样子祷告，有内容。
He say you can pray like this with such content.
但是，我觉得还有一个很重要的。
I think there's something more important.
你把这两件事情放在一个怎么样的架构里面？
What kind of framework do you put all these things into?
如果你是把它放在这样子做，就会达到这样的目的。
If your mentality is if I do this and I will get that,
你就发现到说你跟耶稣的完全不一样。
Then your way of praying is very different from Jesus.
耶稣是说，我们是子。
Jesus is saying that because we are the children of God,
我们是在向父祷告。
And we pray to the Father.
而我们这样子的向父求。
And when we pray like that to the Father,
而父呢，是会怎么样子的来听我们的祷告
？How then will the Father hear us?
我想耶稣把我们带出我们的这个困难困境里面。
I believe Jesus is helping us to move away from our problems.
我希望今天早上你再也不用担心，应该是怎么样祷告的哈。
I hope this morning you are not too concerned, no longer concerned about how we should pray.
或者说祷告是应该内容是什么的
asking, well, what kind of content is more important?
耶稣把这个捆绑给释放。
Jesus has released us from this bondage.
但是请不要误会，耶稣说不是说不用方法。
But don't be mistaken also, Jesus is not saying that we don't need the method.
也不是说不用有那什么特别内容。
Or saying that you do not need the content.
耶稣再一次把我们所不注意的或者已经忘记的一个很重要的。我们祷告的时候，我们是向谁祷告
？Jesus is reminding us something more important, and say, when you pray, who is it that you're praying to?
我们在向一位这样的父祷告。
You're praying to someone like that, the Father.
同时，也一件很重要的事情，我们祷告的时候
And another important thing when we pray.
你说你是谁呢
？You have to ask who is the person praying.
我这一个祷告的我是谁呢
？Who is this person who is praying？
我们要深深的知道，我们是父所爱的子。
We should know that we are the child, beloved child of God.
我们就去祷告。
And then we pray.
就去求。
And then we ask.
就去叩门。
And we knock.
就不要停，不用停止。
And don't stop and keep knocking.
不用去担心这样是好意思不好意思。
And don't be too worried about whether this is okay or that's too embarrassing.
你曾经看过你的孩子来到你的面前说：“爸爸 ，excuse me， 可能我以下所说的不很恰当，请你给我原谅，给我有豁免权。那么讲错，请不要计较啊。”需要这样吗
？Have you ever experienced your own child coming to you talking in a very formal way, asking for things?
你发现到他就是蹦蹦跳跳的，也不有时候也不知道你心情好心情坏，有时呢就是 press the wrong button， 对吗
？Yeah. So the child doesn't do like that. They just come very naturally to you.
那么可能你发了一点脾气，但是明天他又来了。
And so without reservation, they come to you, and you might get a little bit angry, but the next day they come again, same way. Yeah.
我想我们的上帝就是这样的一位父。
I believe our God, the Father, is likewise the same.
他一定听祷告。
He will hear our prayer.
我们一起祷告。
And let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，求你在这个时候，你把我们从各种的担心各种的挂虑各种的缠绕特别是在祷告的这个事情上面带出来让我们这是个时候知道你是天父我们就是你所爱的子也让我们知道也让我们想到主耶稣让我们跟他完全的联合像他一样是子一样在你的这个面前一生信靠你时时仰望你随时向你祷告不住的祷告凡事祷告天天每时每刻紧紧的跟你走在一起主你让我们在2013年我们每一天是跟父你走在一起也求你在这个时候你知道我们当中我们许多不同的这个问题重担求你圣灵这个时候你的安慰你的激励你的扶持你的意志就在这个时候来向我们彰显我们都是你重价救赎都是属于主耶稣一样在你面前是爱子也主你使我们今年我们天天像爱子一样主我们感谢你只有你这样对我也只有你是我们唯一的依靠常常的依靠时时的依靠我们向你感谢奉耶稣基督的名阿们